Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're ever moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up to the east side. We finally got.
Hey, Weez, you still going to the fashion show?
Yeah, we'll be leaving as soon as Helen gets here.
Oh, good. Anytime Helen gets here, it's a good time to leave.
George!
I was only kidding, Weez. I just want to make sure all you women are out of the house before the football game starts.
That must be Helen now. Shut up, George.
I didn't say anything.
I know. Just keep that until you need it.
Surprise!
Jenny, Lionel, come in!
Hey, where's the baby?
Baby? I thought you had her.
Oh, no, I thought you had her.
Oh, well, guess she's gone. Better start working on a new one.
I'm just kidding, Bob. Is she here?
Hey, what brings you two over here today?
Oh, Jessica had a doctor's appointment. So while we were in the neighborhood, we decided to stop by.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but don't get too close. The doctor says she's got a slight cold.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he said she's going to be fine, but her ears are going to fall off.
Terrific.
Then she's going to grow feathers and quack like a duck.
Oh, that's wonderful. What?
She has a little cold, so be careful.
Oh.
Hey, I thought I heard you too.
Hi, hi, Lawrence.
How's Jessica?
Don't get too close. She's got a cold.
Oh, ain't she cute?
Uh-huh. She looks just like me, don't she?
I can't tell. Her mouth is closed.
Look who's here.
Hi, Mom, Dad.
Little grandchild.
Hi, Jessica.
My, she's getting so big.
I swear she looks just like my baby pictures.
Oh, no. Jessica looks just like my baby pictures.
Oh, I think she looks just like my baby pictures.
Well, I think she looks just like Helen's baby picture.
Come on, she's got a part of all of us in her.
Yeah, Willis. Too bad your part's on the soles of her feet.
You're going somewhere, Mom?
Well, Louise and Florence and I are going to a fashion show.
Oh, how nice.
And I was coming to see if I could watch the football game with you, George. Our color doesn't work.
Huh. You should have thought about that before you married her.
George, remember that shut up I gave you? Use it.
Hey, I forgot all about that football game. We better get home, Jen.
Hey, why don't you stay here and see it, Lionel? I got a whole case of beer.
Yeah, I'll be here.
There goes the beer.
Well, I'd like to stay, but I don't think it'd be too much fun for Jenny.
Sure it would. She could bring us beers, make us sandwiches.
Oh, could I?
Sure you can, as long as you do it nice and quiet.
Listen, as long as Lionel's going to stay here, why don't you go to the fashion show with us, Jenny?
Oh, but what about Jessica?
Well, if you want to go to the show, I can watch the baby.
But I thought you wanted to see the football game.
So what are you saying? You don't think I can watch Jessica and the football game at the same time?
Oh, Lionel, taking care of a baby is a lot of work.
Hey, look, babe, I know about work. I put in over 40 hours a week, remember?
Well, I work a lot more hours than that.
You got a job?
Oh. George, Jenny means taking care of Jessica.
Oh, I thought she meant real work.
Real work? What do you call real work?
Anything you get paid for.
George, most women work and don't get paid.
And some women get paid but don't work.
If you're talking about me, you better count your blessings. If I was a man, do you know what I'd be making?
Yeah, license plates.
I read an article in the paper that said housewives should be paid $12,000 a year for the work they do.
Are you kidding? 12 grand a year for lying around the house all day watching as the world turns?
George, is that what you think women do all day? Watch soap operas?
Of course not. You watch game shows, too.
George, you have absolutely no idea what it takes to run a household.
Yes, I do. It takes money. Which we men go out and make so you women can stay home.
I get it. A woman's place is in the home, right?
Of course it is. Everybody knows that.
Not everybody, George. For your information, there are 16 women in the House of Representatives.
Well, somebody's got to hang around and clean up after all those men.
Tom!
Oh, that's not funny, George.
You know, I think that we should let the men watch Jessica for the afternoon.
Yes, George. It just might open your eyes.
Good. Then his eyes will match his mouth.
Here's the number where we'll be.
Forget it, Weeze. You women just go ahead to the fashion show. Don't worry about a thing.
Are you sure you men can handle Jessica all by yourself?
Of course we can. Taking care of a baby's easy. It don't take no brains.
Oh, well, in that case, George, you're the perfect man for the job.
Do you believe those women thinking we're incapable of looking after our own granddaughter?
Yeah, she looks pretty harmless to me.
She is harmless. How can anybody this tiny be any trouble? Ain't that right?
Well, man, what shall we do until the game comes on?
Oh, how about the laundry?
Well, what do you mean, Pop? Jessica's diapers are disposable.
Yeah, I know. But my shirts ain't.
Watch his hands off to Johnson. He slips a tackle. Big hole in Johnson at the 40, the 45, the 50, the 45.
Go!
Run!
The 30, 25.
Cut inside, Johnson!
Watch out!
Step on that honky!
Yeah, step on that
honky! Hey, who's all the yelling? What'd I miss?
Just the biggest play of the game.
Oh, another big play? Boy, this is some game.
And this is what women call hard work?
Open me up another beer, Lionel.
Why, you don't want to ruin your fingernails?
You know, I still can't understand what all the fuss was about. Jessica's been asleep since the women left.
Yeah, if this was watching the babies like, you ought to have another one.
Yeah, then it'd be twice as easy.
Oh, speak of the devil. Oh, maybe she's hungry.
Already? But her next feeding's not till 4.
Maybe ought to feed her anyway.
Yeah, my mother never put us on a schedule.
Or on a diet.
Okay, you want to go ahead and get her formula out of Ginny's bag?
Yeah, right. Do I have to mix it?
No, it's already made. Just heat it up.
That's it?
Man, women sure got it easy these days. Remember all the hassles we used to have to go through?
Yeah, exact measurements, sterilizing bottles, getting the temperature just right every time.
Shoot, before you got the bottle fixed, the kid was old enough to order booze.
Yeah, it's nothing, Pop. She's just wet again. Where'd you put them diapers?
Diapers?
Yeah, you know them white things that give her hips?
Oh, well, we used the last one when she went on me, remember? Oh,
man, now I guess I'll have to run out and buy some more.
Well, just do like the women do. Take a credit card. And while you're out, try yourself a new wardrobe. What do you want, Bentley?
Well, Mr. J, I was on my way out to buy a deli sandwich when I thought I heard the baby crying. Is everything all right?
Of course everything is all right. Hey, since you're going to the store, why don't you pick up a box of diapers for me?
My pleasure. And shall I get some for the baby, too? Shall I get some for the baby, too? Now, normally, I would prepare myself a home-cooked meal, but today I don't want anything to distract me from that television set.
I know what you mean. Close game, huh?
Whoa. Game?
Yeah, the playoffs. What are you watching?
Jacques Cousteau.
Did you know that certain fish can actually live within the stinging tentacles of a sea anemone?
Yeah, it was in all the papers.
It was? Oh, do you remember what day?
Oh, Mr. Bentley, could you please hurry and be as quiet as you can, because I just got Jessica back to sleep.
Righto.
Shh. Yeah. Shh. Bentley, will you hurry up?
Oh, right, right. How was that?
Fine, thanks.
Don't mention it.
Bentley!
You know, Bob, I got a feeling this is going to be a lot tougher than you thought. I'll take care of her, Pop. You go ahead and watch the game.
Okay.
Well, I've got the formula heating up. It should be ready in a few minutes.
Good. You send Bennett to get some diapers.
But what's Jessica supposed to wear till he gets back?
Well, can't you just turn that diaper inside out and use the same one? Okay, I got it. We'll just use a substitute.
Like what?
Like this.
What?
There you go. One homemade diaper.
Are you kidding?
Look, Lionel, if you want to be a father, you got to learn how to improvise.
Okay. You got any safety pins?
Safety pins?
That was quite a call by the officials. Let's look at the replay.
Well, let's turn the TV set down.
I can't hear, George. The baby's crying.
He's not turning the TV now.
What?
I said, turn it down! Did you find any safety pins?
No, but I got something better here.
Electrical tape.
Don't worry about it. It's waterproof. Look, Lionel, you just take off the old diaper. Leave the rest to me.
I suppose it's safe.
Hey, take care of this diaper for me, Willis. Hey, Willis!
What?
Catch!
Oh, George, look what you made me do!
Look, just get rid of the diaper. We'll clean that up later.
No. Okay.
Okay, first you fold the diaper over like this. Then you lift the baby's leg. Then you put.
Hey, Pop, what's that?
That's her butt! Well, you know even less about this stuff than I thought you did.
No, I mean the red splotches and little bumps.
Oh, it's probably diaper rash.
You think so?
Sure.
But the doctor said she had a cold.
I know, Lionel, but it doesn't usually show up on this end.
No, you never know, Pop.
Know what?
Well, suppose she's sick.
Come on, Lionel, will you quit worrying? Everything is under control.
You think so?
Sure. See? She's asleep again. Now it's all downhill from here.
Flood! Flood!
Damn it, Willis, what are you yelling about?
George, the toilet's overflowing.
What?
The diaper got stuck.
Didn't you tear the lining out first?
Lining?
Oh, brother, Lionel, see if you can find a plunger.
And a mop.
Forget the mop. Florence hid that 5 years ago.
But what about the water?
Look, just one thing at a time, okay? When he gets back with the Lionel!
Huh?
Oh. While he's looking for the plunger, why don't you try to see if you can get the diaper out?
With my hands?
Can you think of something better?
Yes, your hands.
Forget it, Willis. You see if you can rock Jessica back to sleep. You think you can do that?
George, you're not actually going to put your hands in a toilet, are you?
No! I'm going to put on a diving suit and go in through the bathroom.
Oh, but George!
You just be quiet, Willis. I'll take care of this. Ah! It's all wet in here. Oh,
that's what I wanted to tell you. Watch out for the water on the floor.
Thanks a lot, Willis. Well, here goes.
Do you feel the diaper?
No.
Well, do you feel it now?
No, wait a minute. I think I...
Well, here, let me see.
No, hey!
Now, wait a minute, George. I know what you're going to say.
What?
You should have seen the one that got away.
Willis,
I couldn't find the plunger, Pop. Did you get the diaper? Farrah?
No, but the tidy bowl man here almost flushed me down there with it.
Wait a minute. I've got a mop and a plunger upstairs.
Why you say so? Go get it.
Oh, sure thing.
Shoot. Now we gotta try to quiet Jessica down again.
Right. How?
How should I know? She's your daughter.
So what do you think? She came with directions?
Well, why don't you try shaking the carriage again? Maybe that'll work.
Okay. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna finish watching the game.
What?
Well, look, ain't no sense in both of us suffering.
Hey, I think it's working. She's starting to go back to sleep.
Great. Come on, sit down.
Okay.
Made it, finally.
Thank God.
Sorry, but I'm a bit overburdened. Can you take these, please? Thank you. Oh, how is she? Oh, fortunately, there are only a few shoppers ahead of me in line at the store. It's amazing how many people are home watching Jacques Cousteau.
What is all of this stuff?
Diapers.
For what, the state of Michigan? All I need is one box.
Well, Mr. J, you forgot to tell me what size Jessica wears and if she's a light wetter or a heavy wetter. So I couldn't decide between the 6 to 12 pound all-night light wetter or the 12 to 18 pound daytime heavy wetter. Of course, I was hoping...
Hold it, Bentley! Just tell me what you wind up getting.
A box of each.
Great.
And training pants.
For a two-month-old baby?
Oh, you're never too young to learn.
Bentley!
Anyway, I couldn't decide between the 6 to 12 pound all-night heavy wetter or the 12...
She's asleep. Now, finally got everything under control.
Yeah? You think we can get this place cleaned up before the women get back?
Sure, there's still plenty of time after the game is over. I mean, they probably won't even notice anything happen. See, look, men have been outsmarting women since time began. They'll never catch on because we're smarter than they are. You see, the thing with women is you have to always keep one step ahead of them at all times. That way you can get away with anything. For instance, I remember when I was in the Navy, right?
Mr. J.
Wait a minute, Bentley. There I was, right in basic training. So me and these four other dudes, we figured we were going to town, you know.
Mr. J, you smell something burning.
Like what?
Yeah, I smell it too, Pop. Is something burning in the kitchen?
It can't be. Florence ain't here. Pop, look! Fire! Okay, grab Jessica and get her out of here, okay?
Frank, I'll take her over to my place.
You got it, Pop! Pop, you okay? Pop! Open the balcony door, Lionel.
Okay.
Wait till I get my hand on Willis. He left a formula on the stove.
Pop. I think maybe you ought to call Mom.
For what? And listen to I told you so's for the rest of my life? I'd rather have Willis flush me into the East River.
But, Pop...
Look, Lionel, we still got an hour to clean up. Now, you go spray air freshener in the kitchen and throw away all those broken dishes. I'll go over to Benny's to get the baby. Then we'll come back over here and clean up in here in the bathroom.
Come on, Pop, admit it. We blew it.
Are you kidding? Aside from the fire, flood, and food stains, we're doing great.
I just love the dress.
98, 99, 100. Ready or not, here I come.
George,
please, what are you doing here?
Well, I was just about to ask you the same thing.
Yeah, well, I was playing hide and go seek with some of the kids in the building. You know, it got so boring in the house with all the quiet and everything.
Well, everything went okay.
Okay is not the word for the way everything went. Everything went perfect.
Oh, that's
where you going?
Into the apartment.
You can't.
Why not?
Because some of the kids might be hiding in there. Wait, did I ever tell you how much I hated that coat?
This coat? Well, you bought it for my birthday.
What'd you let me do that for? Now, you go out right now and buy a new one.
But, George...
In fact, get two. We got one for Jenny. You want a coat, Helen?
Miss Jefferson, I think you better get him inside quick. I think the cold is starting to numb his brain.
That's it. You're fired.
Don't I even get a coat?
Mr. Jefferson, I really would like to see Jessica.
But you can't. She's asleep in my bedroom.
Jessica!
Oh, hello, everybody.
George, I thought you said she was asleep in our room.
She was, but Benny wanted to take her for a walk, so I let him.
She's wearing a paper towel!
A paper towel? Benny, that's the last time you'll take my granddaughter for a walk.
George, are you sure everything is all right?
Of course it is. Weezy, why don't you go shopping for a while? It's on me.
Todd! What are you doing?
Who, me? Well, I,
He's on a scavenger hunt.
A scavenger hunt?
Yeah, okay, Willis, now we got the mop and the plunger. Now all we need is one army boot and a hubcap, and we'll win. Bye, girls.
Hey, Pop, I finished. Oh, excuse me, wrong house. Goodbye.
Lionel.
Hmm?
Now, what's going on?
Wait a minute. What's that smell?
I don't know. It smells like lemon and something burning.
Oh, you mean this smell? This is my new cologne. It's called Burning Lemon, right?
It's coming from the apartment. Move it, George. Lionel. Oh, my God. Look at this place.
Damn vandals. And this is supposed to be a security building, too.
Tom, what on earth happened?
Oh, my kitchen!
You don't want to see it. It's enough to make you cry.
I suppose you have an explanation for all this?
Explanation? Weezy, things didn't go that bad. All we did was just...
Come on, Pop. What we did was find out how hard it is to take care of a baby.
Oh, you mean you learned something?
Yeah, but I still don't think women should get paid $12,000 a year just for keeping house.
You don't?
Nope. You all deserve a raise.
Oh, well. Yeah, I guess I better go change Jessica.
Well, all in all, it's been a pretty good day.
A pretty good day? George, your granddaughter spent the day in a paper towel. The living room looks like a subway. And the kitchen...
My kitchen!
George, what else could have happened?
Oh, my God!
George, what's all that water doing there?
We were going to use that to put out the fire.
George, what in the world? What is it? Listen, we win this crazy. There's no point in cleaning up this place now. There's nothing you can do.
I think I'm a turdy, Weezy. I'm beat.
Yeah, it's hard work making as much mess as you did.
Lord, the stove is a mess. It'll be 2 days before I can cook again.
Oh, see, Weezy? Every cloud has a silver lining.
You know, I wish I could have been here to see you running around like a crazy man.
Why? You can see that every day.
Look, Weezy, all we do is have a series of bad breaks.
Yeah, you broke the dishes, then you broke the toilet.
All right, but look, I'm going to prove to you that I can take care of my own granddaughter. In fact, I'd like another shot at it.
You're kidding.
No, and I'm going to do it, too, as soon as Jessica turns 21.